What is this foolishness?
How many dreams can you shape in a minute, an hour?
The kind of clean you like best.
Lost three of my teeth, too. All right, so you lost. Next time you win.
Steamy, hot, hearty, delicious, invigorating.
Folks at home, how you doing tonight? Hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. I know we are. Welcome to a brand new Ike Live show. Man, we got a good one for you tonight. And I know you're looking around. You're saying, man, you got a packed house here. And we do. We have a packed house. We got great guests. This is going to be an interesting show. First and foremost, Pete, I usually do this a little later, but I want to get it out of the way real quick because the world's crazy right now. Shout out to our military, our policemen, our firemen. Thank you guys and girls for what you do. Crazy world. Thank you for your service.
First responders moving on Florida right now.
Oh, yeah.
Special.
Yeah.
Thank you to you guys. I saw the linemen all staged. They had 30,000 linemen.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Going down there to do work and help folks out. And my aunt went through the eye of the storm.
Wow.
Down there, and we were in the dark with her for 36 hours, and
wow,
and she's fine, and her whole community's coming together, and they're figuring out
that was scary. That must have been scary because the lost communication, right? The internet is down, the electric's out, so those meant that many days without hearing from her. That was scary.
Oh well, it's my mother's sister, so you know we're all going through our list of contacts. I call Johnny Venor. I'm calling my people that have houses in Florida.
Yeah.
Trying to find somebody that might be able to get down to Arcadia and do some kind of recon for us.
Yeah.
Brodzik's down there.
Yeah.
He is.
Had I known, I would have had him make a drive.
Yeah, we have some images of that we'll be showing just a little bit.
But that's going into the dark, you know, when that electric one goes out, you know. And you saw it all over the internet. The families were all – you know, suffering like we were, losing contact. Yeah. But Tina, one of her neighbors, had a generator. We found her, found my aunt, and we all were, everybody's okay.
Scary
stuff. But thanks so much for all the first responders down there.
Thank you, guys. We got a great show for you tonight. It's going to be awesome. In addition to having a great crew here in studio, we got some great guests coming on. First things first, let's get the sponsors out of the way real quick. We got a great team here backing us, especially Mystery Tackle Box. And Brian DeCarpenter, I know you know this, but we will be doing a live unboxing tonight. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
Third segment. Great, great product, man. If you're at home, if you want something shipped right to you, it's a great way to try new products. Check it out. It's Mystery Tackle Box. If you go over there, man, here's the deal right here. Just use the promo code. It's Ike Live, and you're going to get 30% off your first Elite Box, 50% off your first Pro Box. And that Pro Box is the bomb. Pete, you know that. You switched up. It's the bomb. That Pro Box is the deal.
It's really good stuff. You're going to love it. It's going to get baits in your hands that are really top-end baits. And we talk about it all the time, stuff that we would never – maybe a color we would never try, a depth zone we might not explore. But now I got this really cool bait, and it opens up a lot for me.
It's cool.
You know,
such a cool product. Also brought to you by Founders Beer. Man, Founders is awesome beer if you like drinking beer like we do. It's a great beer. Here's the big news. Oktoberfest is now out, officially out in stores.
No kidding.
We're not drinking it yet because we don't want to let go of summer. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, Paul? We want to imagine in our mind that it's still summer. So we're still drinking the all-day chill day, the all-day vacay. You know what I mean? We're not ready to release that concept of summer yet. So we're still drinking this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But Founders is awesome. The Oktoberfest is out. Go to the Founders, founders.com or the Founders app. It's the coolest thing. Go to the Founders app. You just put your zip code in, Pete. It's going to show you where you can get it. Bar, takeout, whatever. Check that out. It's really good. Also brought to you by the Ike Foundation. Great tie-in today with the Ike Foundation because today was the Ike Foundation kayak event. And we may have the champion sitting right here to my left as soon as I enter the room here in a second. But Ike Foundation, Great thing going on, trying to get kids fishing. Head over to IkeFoundation.org if you want to find out more information on how to get that going. Brought to you by Bass University, Pete. Give us an update, BU. I know classes are coming. That's exciting.
It really is exciting getting face-to-face with everybody.
It's great to hear, Pete. Thank you.
you're welcome. Check out thebassuniversity.com, and our classes in South Carolina and Alabama are there.
Yeah.
Early bird specials going on right now.
There you have it. And last but not least, Tackle Warehouse. Everybody I know Shupp's Tackle Warehouse. Everybody. Even the guys that have the big giant Bass Pro Shop logos on their boats and their hats. I see it all the time. They shop at Tackle Warehouse. You know what I'm saying? So, but we got a great thing going on right now if you're a Tackle Warehouse shopper. 25% off fall sale is going on, I think, and there's a penis on the bottom of that board. So, without further ado, let me tell you about the show we got going on
tonight.
There
really is, by the way.
Yeah, we got a great show. Let me intro the room, starting to my right. Yes.
Can we grade it?
The penis, yeah.
It was Jake's first, right?
Yeah, we'll have to show this to everybody in a second. I would say, I'm not giving it a 10. I'm going to go like
this. Hey, no, be a critic, man. Don't just hand out good scores.
It's not an arrow, which thank you for not being an arrow, or like on a street sign.
Hold on, Jake.
Penis. It's okay. It's average. I would give it a 7. I'm going to give it a 7, Brian.
Let me check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 7.
It's got a big head. I'd give it like a 6. Not my best work.
Yeah. I mean, the projectiles coming out of there, I would give it extra. But it would have been like a 6.8 if it wasn't for the projectiles. Projectiles going to bump it up just a couple points. But anyway.
I say it's short and unimpressive, non-threatening.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, okay.
Carry got a good stream, though.
Does have a nice stream. Yeah, it must be young.
Strong.
What enter the room, sitting to my right, the one and only Dean, co-host of the show, Pete Glusick. Pete, how you doing?
Man, great. Great to be here.
Good to have you.
You know?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how you healing up from, we're 3 weeks out from the fall and everything's healing up good?
3 weeks from the fall. Oh,
the fall.
The big fall.
Yeah.
Physically, I didn't get hurt at all, surprisingly.
Yeah.
But emotionally, I still wake up every day like, how did I not win that tournament?
You know? Yeah. Well,
I don't know how I'm going to shake this. I gotta do something, man. I'm losing it.
Yeah. Nah. I mean, I don't think you should be thinking like that. You had a great derm. Nobody could even catch a bass, and you caught limits every day and almost won. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. Like, I ran 100 miles to catch 8 pounds a day. You know? So. You had a great tournament.
With no cover on your lower unit.
Right.
No housing.
Right. How did a yarmulke keep running? I have no idea.
It's amazing.
But
did you say yarmulke?
Yeah, yarmulke. I'm glad my yarmulke made it all the way back without flying off my head. Glad you're here. Glad you're feeling good.
Good to be here.
Glad you're doing good. Sitting to my left, the one and only Power Bay Paul. Paul, how you doing?
Not bad, Mike.
I like you in this chair, Paul.
Yeah, I like being in this chair.
Yeah, you've been in different places throughout the room. You've been in that chair and there. And you've been doing IMs before, but I like you sitting here next to me.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I still got to work up to Dave's chair one day.
Yeah, Dave Brodzik's chair. Yeah. Well, we put Bailey right in Dave's chair. We gave him that's the captain's chair of the show here tonight. But before we keep going, update. I know a lot of us who follow you on social media saw the giant snakehead. Looked like a dinosaur. I honestly was thinking it was prehistoric.
Yeah.
Tell me about that fish. What did it come on? Give me a little update on that real quick.
I was – that previous night, I caught a few schoolie stripers on the white paddle tail like I always use
for them.
So this
is tidal. This is something tidal.
Tidal
gotcha.
Area.
Okay.
Low tide.
Yeah.
Low tide. I went fishing that morning hoping to get more. Same exact tide as last night. I wasn't getting any bites.
Right.
And I'm like, well, something's not right here. So I'm about to wrap it up. I make one last cast, and it's like I thought I hooked a log. And then all of a sudden, it just starts moving. And you know that sound when my drag is – just it's something's heavy on it, but it's not really peeling line. It just feels heavy.
Yeah.
I feel those head shakes, and it's going over to the right. I thought I hooked a big catfish, and it's going over to the left.
Yeah.
And I get it. I don't even see what it was. I get it to the edge of the water, and I see this big, massive snake head, and it just shot up right out of the water, whole body. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So fortunately, I keep my fishing vest on me.
Yeah.
I always have those jaw clamps on me all the time. I just had to walk out into that mud and grabbed them, and holy crap, that was awesome.
Yeah, that's a giant. I mean, eight-pound class fish is pretty big.
28 inches.
Yeah.
That's the biggest I've ever seen out of the Cohansey River.
Gotcha. Wow. How about that, Pete? Giant.
Huge.
Yeah. They're everywhere now. They're spreading. If it's tidal, it's got a snakehead in it, pretty much.
Mike,
yeah.
I fished that tidal area for over 10 years, and this is the first year I've ever caught snakehead. That's my second one.
Wow.
Fish tacos?
fish nuggets. I just chopped it up in nuggets, poured some melted butter over it.
Yeah.
Good, flaky white meat.
Were there any barrel sinkers in the snakehead?
It wasn't a walleye.
So foreshadowing.
It wasn't a walleye. Yeah. Nah, no barrel sinkers for me. What you see is what you get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's 8 pounds, straight up.
Impressive.
713.
We always exaggerate here.
Okay, round it up. 8 pounds.
Call it 8 pounds.
Round it up.
Yeah. Call it 813. I like that sound of that better. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
No, we always round up, don't we?
Yeah, well, I know you do.
I do. Sitting next to Paul, our in-studio guest tonight, we're so happy to have him on. And by the way, this guy happened to also win the Ike Foundation kayak event today. Unbelievable.
Woo!
Wow.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. Bailey.
Oh, come on.
I did practice it. Egbert is not the right word. It's say it for me again.
Egbert
with an I.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, it's close enough. Yeah.
Similar to Ike.
Like an I, with an I sound there with an E. Bailey, thanks for coming in. Here's the thing. People are going to think, oh my God, you got the winner. You got the winner to come down and drive to your house. We were actually going to have you on regular just to have you on to talk the industry and see what's going on with your life. And then you came down to fish the event and won it. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was a little bit of foreshadowing on your guys' part.
It was. Now, let me tell you, Brian Carpenter, we had nothing to do with that win. There was no malice, nothing. It was. I mean, there was no. Well, we got a show tonight where we have. Right. You did that on your own.
Yeah, it wasn't fixed.
Very, very impressive. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Here's what made it more impressive. We're going to get into it a little bit more, but it was a tough derp. Like, when you look at that body of anglers, we had 85 guys fishing spread throughout that lake. A lot of guys caught 1 to 3 fish.
Yeah, I think there's two limits.
Out of that many people in conditions that were not great, Pete. Windy,
rain,
cloudy,
wind,
cold.
Dropping water temperatures.
Talking to Keith was there, Keith Thomas. Mm-hmm. Rising barometer, right? So you got like a lot of negative things going on. You put together a fabulous day, and congratulations. It was a great
one. I appreciate
it. It was awesome.
Thank you.
$3,700.
Yeah, good prize, including a kayak. Kayak was part of that value. So
is that
an actual brand new compass, courtesy of Dugout Bait and Tackle. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Right on.
Was part of that prize. Finishing the intro in the room, we've got Hound on IMs for us and doing all sorts of other stuff. We've got Jake Haas, Jake from State Farm. Jake, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. We're getting compliments already on our new guest, and Bailey is filling the seat well for Dave with the tight pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. It's good. Well, you got to be tight. Yeah. You got to be wrapped tight to sit in that chair. So
got his tight pants
that's
on.
Right.
Upskirt cam.
That's right. And last but not least, pushing buttons, making plays, producing the show tonight, Brian DeCarpenter. Brian, how you doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Good. It's good to be here.
Happy to be here.
All right. So let me, before we get into just the catch up here, let me also say that Brian DeCarpenter, we have another guest coming on.
Uh-huh.
Probably third segment, second segment, somewhere around there.
Yes.
We got Jason Fisher
coming on,
who's the tournament director to this walleye circuit that's this scandal video that's been passed around. So that's interesting because I think it's a hot topic right now.
Oh,
I think there's a lot of things we're going to find out tonight that it's hard to find out stuff through social media. You know what I'm saying? And like
the truth, you mean?
The truth, yeah, because I got to throw one
And the news is even worse.
Well, the news is worse, but social media, I think for sure, I want to throw my daughter, Riley, under the bus right now because I know she's not watching. Maybe she is. I don't know, from Baton Rouge, but she has a tendency a lot to just, you know, assume that everything that is showed or is talked about on social media is correct, is the fact. So, you know, we don't know the whole story yet. So I'm very excited to dig into that and find out exactly what went on.
Sure.
You know, it's an interesting topic.
Well,
you know?
If you see it on TikTok, it must be true.
Oh, right. Peter.
Well, it's fact.
You and your TikTok.
I saw you fall on TikTok. Was that true?
Unfortunately.
It was.
There it is.
Let me also remind you, if you're watching over on social media, if you're watching on Facebook, all you have to do me a favor, like and share that feed. If you like and share the feed, you're going to be entering a chance to win this gift bag. It's a world-famous gift bag. Load it with sponsor products from Mystery Tackle Box, Tackle Warehouse, Founders, and more. Feel that. Paul, give me an estimate.
Is that bigger or smaller than the snake you caught?
Well, let me. It's definitely bigger.
It's definitely shorter.
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 We call this 20 pounds. What would you call it?
You want me to be honest?
Be semi-honest. Would you call it a little, let's say a little less than 20?
Yeah, probably give or take 8 or 10.
8, all right. It's 15 pounds of sponsor products. All you have to do to enter this contest, like and share it, and then at the end, Jake's going to pull a winner here for us. So that's a cool contest we have going on. All right. First of all, Pete, I got to ask you this. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope so.
Okay. Here's a serious question. It's fall. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it. Honestly, I love fishing in the fall.
Why do we need the video? We got to play the video
you
again.
You do?
I love it, man. I love the falling water temperatures. I love the leaves changing. Yeah. I love how the bait fish starts ganging up.
Yeah.
And it just that you can get in these situations where fish have been spread out all summer.
Yeah.
And now you can fish one spot and catch 5, 10, 20 sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's already the bay.
Yeah.
Check this out, where we struggled to get bites at all.
Yeah.
All of a sudden exploded.
For the better.
Week. For the better.
Huh.
Like mega days, like 50 fish days,
yeah.
5, 6 pounders being
wow.
caught by guys.
Wow.
All those fish that were like nowhere
yeah.
are suddenly accessible.
Wow.
So, you know, you're talking, man, I love the cool weather.
Yeah.
I love the sweatshirt weather.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of my favorite times to fish. So,
okay.
yeah, I'm ready.
Well, that's interesting.
Are you ready?
I'm not ready.
I want the summer to hang
I on. Like the summer still. I want to hang on to the summer. But, you know, there is a little funky transition time with the fishing that happens. But I think once it gets into what you're talking about, where those fish are biting, from that standpoint, I'm excited about fall and ready for it. But I don't know.
We might not be there yet. You know?
Right.
But here's something. I just want to give a shout out to Jake. His picture showed up on our social feeds because he caught his very first bait casting bass.
Whoa!
I was, you know, he was so excited.
Where was this at?
On the park across the street.
Okay.
You know, just bank fishing, and so excited coming out of that Chesapeake tournament that he wanted to learn how to go get back into bait casting because I taught him, and then he kind of put it down, and he wanted to get back into it. So we're practicing. And a fall bait, a lipless bait.
Yeah.
He caught like a nice 2.5 pounder.
Wow.
You know?
That's awesome. Now, speaking of the bay, you said the bay, and I want to bring this up real quick because it's been, I don't know what this says about our world, but I do want to say this right now. So I was lucky enough on the last day of that Upper Chesapeake Bay tournament that we had, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Bailey, I ran a camera, and I like to run a camera, and the fishing wasn't good. I literally got 6 bites the first day, landed 4, got 6 bites the second day, landed 5. Like, not great fishing. No real big ones, 2.5 pounders. So from a standpoint of content of fish catching, not great. But I got to capture, and this is the beauty of running a GoPro, is you capture stuff that you would normally miss in your life. And I could think of a lot in my 30 years of fishing.
Was that in competition?
This was in competition.
Oh, I thought that was practice.
I had a camera running, and it was wide angle. I had it on wide, and it was able to capture this confrontation I had with a homeowner, a dock owner.
Yep.
And, Pete, I haven't posted anything that got that viral in a long time.
I saw your Instagram had like 1,100 comments.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
And the thousands of comments and just, I mean.
Everybody's upset.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of them had amazing coverage. With just this outcry, I would say 98% of it was supportive. You know, and I like reading through the comments because everybody's entitled to their own opinion, you know, but. Dude, just crazy supportive and,
the only
you know,
people
can't
that
believe
didn't
it's...
support you were they latched on to the political aspect.
Yeah.
And you made a joke about the dead guy in office.
Oh, yeah. The Biden.
The dust Muppet in office, yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
That dead corpse.
Yeah.
Did anybody have an opinion that made sense about you shouldn't be fishing docks and why?
No. I mean, I saw a lot that thought that the confrontation aspect of it, and for me it was very mild. Brian knows, like when you're born in this area, the Philadelphia area where me and Brian were born, you're pretty much confrontational coming out of the womb. Like, you want to punch the doctor in the face for pulling out the vagina. You know what I mean? So you know, that is in us. But I thought I was very unconfrontational. I thought I was just
you were personal. That was your personal best.
That's my personal best.
That was your PB.
There was no curses. Thank you. Yep. Thank you guys.
It was getting.
Thank you.
That second round, you started getting. I could.
Oh yeah. I could feel the blood boiling, but I kept it at bay. But
just to compliment you, I thought you must be practicing. I'm like, there's no way.
No, that was a derb.
Yeah, there's no way he's that, you know, non-confrontational on tournament day. I thought it was practice for sure.
No, but
I thought just like you said, Brian. I thought you did a really great job, and I think that's why so many people responded to it. Because you were very congenial, understanding in a tournament. You moved from a potential fish catching area away.
Yeah.
And then the heat started coming on.
So some of the negative comments were basically to the effect of, you shouldn't even have said anything, you know. That's not the way. I wouldn't handle it like that. You shouldn't even have said anything. And I do use that technique. There are times I use that technique. In fact, in that tournament, on the first day, I had a guy just yelling from his house to stay away from his boat. And I didn't even respond to that because he was just yelling from the window. And I was just quiet and kept going and, you know, didn't even respond to that. But, you know, you get good ones, you get bad ones. But I'd like to go, and you got to be serious. Remember, this is Ike Live. You can't lie. I want to go around the room. Bailey, I want to start with you. Have you encountered that? And how would you handle that? Or how have you handled that?
I usually just kind of gauge, like, let them start. If they're going to come out and say anything, let them start the vibe. And
yeah.
If it's nice, you stay nice. If it's, you know, they're going to start and be
kind
of rude, then, you know, if you're going to play that game, I'll play that game.
Yeah.
It's
such a weird thing that we have to deal with now. And, Paul, you know, you're a bank fishing guru. Mm-hmm. Have you dealt with that bank fishing at all? Like, where people, you know, say, this is my – and it's obviously not, you know, it's state, mm-hmm. it's public property. Have you dealt with that?
I have once.
Okay.
So I'm like, sorry, sir, I didn't understand that this was your area. You know, I mean, I'll move on. So I did. He got back in his truck and moved away, and then the next day I came back there and fished it again. He wasn't there.
So you just came back.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay too. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I don't know, as long as I'm not leaving a mess, which I don't. I don't leave baits and junk everywhere.
Right,
you know,
right.
Pick up after yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just be respectful of the areas you're fishing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, Pete, I
Paul,
know.
Paul, what do you do with the Four Loko cans when you're out there, all your empties?
I leave them in my car.
Okay.
All right. Now, Pete, I want to hear from you because I know you've encountered it a lot.
Yeah.
Probably as much as I have over the years.
Yeah. I mean,
what's your?
It depends on the merit of the spot, right? If it's if I'm just practicing along, I just roll, and I don't even communicate. I try not to communicate.
Yeah.
Because anything that you say is going to generate a response.
Right.
And you're going to be engaged in this thing. So I'll just usually move on to the next dock or the next spot or whatever it is. But my absolute favorite way to handle this situation, I learned from you.
Oh!
Jump in the water? Fall?
No.
Face first?
This is the best.
Four-letter word? With F?
No. It's even better than that.
What?
It's like, this was on the Delaware River, the elite tournament that you won, when you were fishing this place we call the Rack. And, you know, I always get kicked out of it. You just try to get in there and you furiously cast until you get kicked out. And but you're fishing it, and here comes the guy, and he's like, hey, you know, you're not allowed to fish here. And you kept apologizing as you continued to fish.
Yes.
And you kept
I'm sorry about that, I didn't
understand that. Okay I'll get right out of here. I'm about to start getting out of here, and you just continue to apologize and say you were leaving, and 15 minutes later you were making your last cast on the
That's a good technique.
That's my favorite technique.
Yeah.
So Mike's goodbyes are as long as his show intros.
Yeah,
his,
my show intros and
topic
goodbyes
intros
are super long. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to weed out the viewers that don't really want to be here in the beginning. I'm not going to sit through this. You know, you shouldn't be here.
That's right.
Yeah. Brian, real quick,
yes,
I do want to get yours because I know you would handle it a lot different. Would you be casting at her or what?
No.
Now, come on, man. Be honest.
It depends, just like you. It depends on the moment. It could go either way.
Okay.
Depends on my mood and
so you're
and
not
her
tying
attitude.
On a super spook and throwing it at her head?
No.
Uh-oh.
I would never do that. That's silly.
Okay.
But, you know.
I don't know if I believe that.
You know who gets hostile? are my clients. They get pissed.
Do
like
they?
If I'm out with guide clients or teaching clients, you know, and people come out and start giving us the business.
Yeah.
Like I'll you know, take the high road and
but the clients
sometimes, sometimes the clients are like,
yeah,
hey, we're paid our fishing lot. You know, they
get, oh, yeah,
they want to stir the pot, you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
and get right into it.
Yeah.
You know? But
you know, here's the thing though. At the end of the day, if it's a public place, you do have the right to be there, right? And they, mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot of the comments that came through actually said that, you know, they're like, oh, you should have, hey, nah, you should have filed a report, or you should have called the DNR yourself, or you should have, Brian, I know you like this one, you should have posted the coordinates on your, the
oh,
coordinates
no.
to that doc
oh, gosh.
On
oh,
your
no.
webpage. A lot of those came through, and I was like, ah. Who's that? Oh, I can't hear you, Jake.
There you go.
There we are. A good buddy of yours did that up in Connecticut, John McGraw.
He did?
Yeah, he
what?
Yeah, he tinged somebody's pontoon boat with a drop shot weight.
Yeah.
And just, hey, sorry. And this dude came running down the hill. You know, they got them 30-foot cliffs down. Dude came running down the hill, and him and my dad, who are both, you know, gargantuans.
Yeah.
And started yelling at him, said he was going to shoot him, started throwing rocks at his boat, all that. And they were like, okay, and, you know, they left. And John came back later, put a dot on it, and put it on Facebook. Yeah, this is a hot spot. Been smashing when you're all week. I just came up for a couple of days, but you guys have Adam.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. All right. We had a surprise guest come in. We've got Miss Becky came in with beautiful Na. How you doing tonight, Na? By the way, your real name is not Na. Your real name is Estella.
When did it become Na?
E-S-T-E-L-L. Na. It's always been Na.
Is that
Na.
Her stage name? Rap name?
Na, Na. And Na, Na.
Na,
Na. Na, Na.
Okay.
They're all Na. So actually, Beck's Big Na.
Big Na.
Drew is Medium Na. Riley is Smedium Na.
All right.
And that's Little Na or Na Na.
Little Na.
Yeah, Little Na.
That's what happens when you have so many girls.
Yeah, you have a lot of girls. You've got to start coming up with nicknames. But you also have another nickname, which a lot of people don't know, but your nickname in sports, your nickname in field hockey and lacrosse is? Come on, you can say it. You want me to say it? Beast. Beast.
Whoa, that's
beast.
An ominous name.
Yeah, she's the beast because the way she plays. So what's up, Na? You doing good? You want to come in and chime in on the walleye, the weight scandal? Shoving the weights down the throats, nothing? No. Okay.
Riley's watching.
Oh, Riley is watching. Oh, shout out to Riley. My daughter that I threw under the bus a little earlier is watching. Love you, Rye.
That's great.
Just being honest. I love you. You're the best.
Thought you were going to get away with one.
I did. I had no idea she was going to be watching, but I'm
so
glad
busted.
She's watching. I am so busted. She's great, though. I love Riley. All right. Now, do you want to say anything? You got anything, anything going on that you want to? You want to give us an update on what's going on in field hockey or lacrosse or any of those? You're not playing lacrosse yet, right? It's just field hockey at this point. So lacrosse is coming. Well, I'll give you an update then if you don't want to talk. So her birthday was last week. Well, what day was it? Last Saturday. Last Saturday was your birthday. You are how many years old now? Let me. 10.
10.
10 years old. She
Happy
had the big
birthday.
10, right? Big, yep. Big day for her. And one of her presents, Brian Carpenter, you're going to love this, was she got a new rod and reel combo.
Ooh,
and wow. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to go ahead right now and say it. I'm an Abu Garcia guy. I love Abu. But she got a Team Daiwa rod and reel for her birthday. And it's called Lady Samurai. So she's now Lady Samurai on the water. Pink rod. And the first time you used it, which was I think Monday or Tuesday, you went out with it off our dock. You caught like a 2.5-pounder. So congratulations. And you caught – how big was that one you caught yesterday? That got to be 3.5. That was a good one. So good job, Lady Samurai. Congratulations on that.
Is that what Daddy gave you?
Yes, I gave her the fishing rod.
What did Mommy give you?
Oh, you got a purse from Mom and a rod from Dad. Go figure. Yeah, she got her first Fendi. Okay. Nobody watching this knows what Fendi is. Okay, Na, you want to catch us up on anything? Or are you good? Okay, so
she's not talking.
She's not talking.
Can we go to bed?
Okay, they don't want to go to bed. Okay, so but here's the thing. Let's do a catch up with our very own Dave Brodzik, who probably not watching. But here's the thing that's unbelievable, and this is very, very interesting to me. Okay, is that Dave decided to go to Disney this week. So he was like, you know, he sees this giant hurricane coming, you know, it's just giant, massive, you know, the eye is as big as Lake Okeechobee rolling up the coast. And Dave's like, come on, family, let's get in the family truckster. We're going to go to Disney. Like, what a great time.
Well, it's open. He had to have this plan
before. I don't know. I probably had a plan before. But
come on, does this not surprise you? Dave going to Disney.
That is like
he's
so
like
mainstream.
King conspiracy theory. I imagine there's something totally wrong with Disney in his mind, but he went to Disney.
Yes, went to Disney.
Yeah, that is an opposite view. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
But it is actually probably a good time to go with
no one's there.
Yeah,
right.
Probably
right?
Light attendance this week, you know.
The lines are probably short.
Yeah, I heard the Epcot ball took a hit with the hurricane.
Really?
For the first time ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The big golf ball.
That big golf ball.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. So, you know, Dave, of course, big part of the show. We're missing you, Dave. I don't know if you're watching right now. We miss you. But we did track down Brian. I don't know if we have the ability, but here's the great thing about technology. We said earlier, I mentioned the GoPro thing, which is amazing. We've talked about Active Target and LiveScope till the cows come home. But technology in regular day life, Paul, you know this, it's everywhere. And cameras now are capturing everything. I mean, Stella, you in school, there's cameras, stores, malls. Like, you can't go anywhere and not see images of what's happening. So we were lucky enough here at Ike Live, and Brian and Jake were able to somehow get into the system down there in Disney, right, the Florida system. And they were able to procure these images.
That's a big
procure word.
Procure. I can't even say Bailey's last name, but I said procure. we were able to procure these images directly from Disney. And I think the way we did it, Jake, correct me if I'm wrong, but Disney is still controlled by Walt himself, right? His head isn't his head severed
cryogenically.
Right, he controls the whole thing. But somehow we tapped in the system. You're a computer genius, so young guys can do this. I could never do this in a million years. But we were able to procure these images. And Brian, let's see some of these of Dave in Disney World, and let's see if we can get some of these up. Okay, here's Dave, and we have Dave. There he goes. Okay,
dude. That's there he is with – he's –
Is that him in front of all the stormtroopers?
Yeah, it's him in front of a stormtrooper beauty pageant or something.
Okay. So there's our very own stormtrooper. How many stormtroopers do you see there, nah? What, I call 50? I call 30? There's a lot. All
is
right.
He leading them?
I don't know. And here's Dave in front of – looks like the Magic Kingdom.
That's
with,
him.
With a Mickey Mouse suit on. Ears suit him very well.
All right.
Okay. What else do we have here? Okay.
We're
center that real quick. Perfect. Okay. That's great. we have a few more, I think. Hold on.
We do.
I think we might have like a dock crop owner and fisherman situation going on back there.
Oh, we do?
We're dialed.
You're dialed?
We're dialed.
All right.
Smooth as.
Well, let's just look at another. Oh, wait. Here's another one coming up, guys, in the queue.
Yeah.
This is looks like if I'm going to – let me see if I can lead this one. This is Dave in a roller coaster of some sort. Which one is that?
It's a Small World.
It's a small Dave.
No,
in a,
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
What's that? Space
that's
Mountain.
A rock and roller
isn't
coaster.
That Space Mountain.
Might be. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Space Mountain.
Yeah, Space
it
Mountain.
It is Space Mountain. What kind of jacket? He has a white jacket on. Looks like Don Johnson.
It looks like he's having fun.
He's having a great time.
His head looks swole.
Excellent.
Yeah, he's having the best time ever.
All right, was that it with the photos?
No, I think there's one more. Two more.
We have
two
a
more.
Couple more. Okay, so a couple more images that we swiped from Disney. These are great looks at Dave.
Yeah, if you dial into your Ring camera, if you unlock it, right? They call it jailbreak your Ring camera.
Yeah.
You can get into the Disney's cameras.
Whoa, is that how it's done?
That's what Jake told me.
Okay.
Wow.
Good job, Jake. All right, let's see. We've got another one here, Dave. This looks like I would call this Dave is – is that Goofy?
Yeah, that one's a little bit. So he was running a race there. So you see, he's got the tag on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's dressed up as his favorite furry.
Gotcha. All right.
For a
so
race.
So Dave also doing a little running, Pete?
Exercise.
It's hard to keep exercise up when you're on vacation.
I know. He has been hitting the gym hard, so that makes sense. Yeah. That one makes sense. And I think we got one more here.
One last one.
I think we probably saved the best for last, I'm assuming.
Nope.
Or maybe not.
Rebecca says, The delay.
Here we go. And there it goes.
All right, that's it.
Oh, it's okay.
That was it.
Couldn't read that. Could you?
It was amazing.
It was good.
I feel like Becky just looked at me with the "you're fired" look.
Was it?
Fired every show.
The first
so
one
the
was amazing. Slowly went downhill.
Yes.
Well, we're happy for Dave, and we're glad he's enjoying a, you know, you need a little vacation.
Disney's actually a fun place to be around. You know, you can go fishing there. The bass fishing there is
amazing.
Out of control.
Yeah, it is.
And,
it's phenomenal.
There's a lot of cool things to do there. Not a bad vacation week.
World class.
If you figure it out, you can do it well.
Yeah. At Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Because
yeah.
Mike used to hate it.
Nah, yeah. Not hate.
The first time it was like, oh my gosh, all these people.
The people. Yeah. The people. And here's the thing. It's like, you know, I've gotten to a business where I have, you know, as a angler or if you're in the fishing world, you have to learn how to relate to people and you know, deal with big crowds and stuff. And I don't mind it in the fishing setting, but I get there and I get all bugged, wigged out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Paul? Like massive crowds of people and like, I don't know. It's like freaks me out. You know what I mean?
I think that's why we all got into fishing in the first place.
Probably, to be alone.
Why do you go out of your way to find the one guy in the room without a microphone and ask him a question?
Paul, I know. Well, we got a mic over the table.
Bailey right there.
I know. Well, Bailey. I mentioned Bailey.
You see, I'm on the phone handling business. Bri, I got something for you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
my
Mike.
Timing is perfect.
You do it on purpose.
My time's perfect.
Captain Chaos.
We're going to leave. Don't worry, Paul.
Okay. Beck, did you, while you're here, we're probably going to take a break here in a second, then we're going to get second segment where we're going to get to Bailey. But did you have any updates? Great Ike Foundation kids event on Saturday, despite the weather.
Yes.
Good event today.
And we have another one coming up.
We do, another kids event
in Upper Pittsgrove.
Oh.
Very specifically for this area. There's a group coming to the Upper Pittsgrove School, so this is to support them. But the biggest thing is the ticket window is open for the scholarship dinner.
Whoa.
Big deal. That's great
that's a big deal.
Right?
Yeah, back to normality.
I love
finally.
It.
Yes,
thank the Lord.
So it's not too early
if
you want to go to the banquet, which is in January?
It's
late January.
The last.
It's like the 28th.
It's the last Friday.
Yeah, the last Friday of January. Yes. It's not too early. Go get your tickets
because
there are a limited amount of tables, right? So you want to go get a ticket.
Correct.
Quick.
And buy a table. Like, come with your friends. It's way more fun. Brian, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Come with your friends. Have a whole group.
Leave your wife
and we're gambling this year,
which is
fun.
We are.
We got some. What have we got? Game. We got a blackjack, craps. What do we got? Roulette. What do we got?
I think all of them.
Okay.
Okay. I had a bottle of wine. Leave me alone.
She drank a whole bottle of wine to her head.
Huh. In that case, you're doing really good.
Yeah, you are doing good. You're not slurring whatsoever, which is great. All right. Well, thank you for that update.
Then he moved on. Yeah.
Did you have more stuff?
No. Except that we do have the dates for the Pro-Am.
We do. What? We do.
The Pro-Am?
June 10th.
June 10th. This is a big deal because this is super early. It's the earliest we've ever announced it.
Oh, yeah.
And
we
did that on purpose because we wanted to lock in a great date. Pete, you know that the Bay, that first or second weekend of June is off the charts.
Yeah, but come on. Why would you pick June when you could go in September?
Why did they?
I know.
Because
why?
We do the kayak event in September. He's joking.
Yeah, he's joking. Because
that was a shot at.
Why are you going to mess with me?
That was a shot at Bass.
Because you've had a bottle of wine.
I know. I don't get it. I can't sit up that fast.
Yeah, that was a shot at Bass. But June 10th, great time to be there. And, you know, so if you're watching and you want to get locked in, can you already sign up or starting at the
– They're coming any day now. We're getting the ticket window open.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a great time to be there. It's a great date. So very excited about it. It'll be
fabulous.
Yeah. Okay. Brian, I got one more thing I want to say, and then let's take a break, and then I want to get back and jump in.
We got so much.
Bailey, we might be five segments in just with Bailey. The Walleye guy might have to wait.
Bailey, what time did you How much sleep have you had in the last couple days?
What are you running on right now?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And where did you sleep last night?
My truck.
Oh, man. So we're probably a couple hours sleep in your truck. You look pretty good for that.
A few hours.
But you're young.
Yeah, but how old are you?
24.
Say, I did that at 24. You don't need to sleep.
You gotta do it while I can.
You have to sleep at 24.
Yeah, you have adrenaline and all sorts of stuff running through your veins.
Extra
testosterone.
You can take a nap right here.
Testosterone.
No one would notice.
That's right. Yeah. Eyes open. Yeah.
You're not like Dave. You don't need the blue chews yet. You know, it's all good.
The what?
Blue
chews. Oh, God, don't start, Pete.
No. Let's not get into this.
Don't start asking questions.
Stop.
You don't want to get into this? All right, we'll get into blue chews. One other thing I wanted to catch up on, Brian, before we get to this break, is I watched this morning. It was great because let me say this. Becky and I, we like to stay busy.
I know that.
I don't like to stand still. You know that. Mm-mm. Bailey, I can't stand still.
No.
I can't sit.
Not
I'm sorry.
Sure
Even here, I'm moving a
not
lot.
Not sure why we have cable.
Right, but we have cable, and I don't sit still well, but it's a rainy damn weekend. I didn't have to be up in Quakertown until, 2 o'clock, whatever. Dude, I got to watch TV. Yeah. It was great. I made a coffee, Pete. I sat on the couch. I had the dog licking me upside the face, and I got to watch the college bracket series.
Oh, nice.
Bassmaster College bracket series on FS1, and I got to watch our homie
Lou
Minetti. Luminati. Kicking ass, dude, and advancing on. I actually thought it was the last day.
I know.
And I'm like, Lou's going to win. And then I'm like,
Yeah, Ronnie Moore hit me up. He's like,
I'm like, they zero it tomorrow, and he goes back.
Yeah, he's like, you're not getting the winner on tonight because they go again tomorrow.
Yeah, he was technically the winner of his bracket. So we could,
he was
the winner.
That was
not the winner of the event, but anyway.
And he did it barefooted.
He did it barefooted. I mentioned that to Beck. He did it barefoot. Everybody else is bundled up.
Vegas so
happy. Oh, yeah. Everybody else had full-on body suits, like the Under Armour, the AFCO. They were zipped up, bibs.
Thin blood.
Yeah, and there's Lou with bare feet and, what's this, AFCO, barefoot and just smashing them.
Yeah.
Smashing them. And it was awesome to watch.
Where is this taking place?
Greenwood Lake in South Carolina. Smaller lake.
And he's doing it out of an old boat, too.
Say that again?
He's doing it out of an old boat,
It out of that same old beat-up piece of crap boat.
87 Ranger
87 Ranger.
I think that character.
Yeah. Shout out to Lou because no active target, no forward-facing. Not that it's a bad thing, but it's really cool seeing guys do it old school. And the other thing I want to say is that, and we're going to get into this, Bailey. I want to talk to you about it, but fishing the moment very well, like watching him basically just fish, just go fishing, right? Docs, he was talking live like, I never fished here before. Just kind of fit the bill on what I found yesterday. And he just fishing by the seat of his pants. Man, I think that's a lost art to that. It's great to see people doing it like Bailey today and Lou this morning. That's good fishermen fish like that, And we've talked about that for years, but I could see it. I could see him doing that.
It's very difficult to fish free and open
very difficult.
With all that pressure.
You got a camera on you. You know the classics on the line, a lot of pressure. He seemed laid back and calm. But the other thing I want to mention, very Vegas-esque, was Lou had two good ones. And then this is all live. And he skipped a wacky rig up under a dock and just bows up on one. Rod's doubled over, and I can see that he's like not even be able to move it, and it gets him around a post, and it pops, and the line breaks, and when it breaks, and I've had this happen, the fish then comes up, because there's that let go, and then, dude, I watched like a 4.5 come up under the dock, and like he slapped his rod on the water a couple times, and I was like, and then that was it, and he felt his line, got composed. Started kind of laughing and joking, and I was like, and he's just on to the next dock. And I'm like, oh, my God. At his age, with that pressure, dude, I would have been gone. There was no return for me. I would have been on the floor rolling around.
But that's how you get back. That's how you release it and get back. But not everybody can do what you do. Most people that have the meltdown, they're jelly for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Somehow you use it to make you
but
better.
But it was great to see him just be able to just And I've seen a lot of anglers do it. Vegas does it very well. Just let it go. And just Vegas like it never cool. happened, dude. Like it never happened, you know? Nope. And at that point, he only had two, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you catch another 4.5, he's got a 6 and a 3. Dude, you don't catch, you need to catch another fish the rest of the day. But he went on to catch another 4 and a 3, and he may get, what, 16.5 pounds. The nearest competitor had 9.5.
Oh. But, so what, they zero it?
Yeah.
So what's that? So who's now he compete against tomorrow?
So the other winner of the other bracket.
Seth Slinker.
Mike Shanker.
What, head-to-head?
Seth Slinker.
Two guys head-to-head?
Head-to-head.
Mike's alter ego.
Yeah, my alter ego. Seth Slinker.
Seth Slinker?
Yeah. So.
Cool name.
Yeah. It's exciting because I'm excited as a fan. Yeah. I like it. But, man, it's got to, like, lose, like, you know, catch the biggest bag of the event, a 6-pounder, like, the only one that swims in that whole lake. And then you got to go and zero the weights again and start over, you know?
Yeah, that's when it hurts.
Yeah. But he's fishing. Look, he's confident. You can tell by body language, you know? Just, you know, like, even, like, just watching body positioning and the way he's casting, he looked confident, you know? So
he's confident, but he's calm.
He's calm.
Calm.
Very calm. Yeah.
Calm.
Very calm.
So is that going to be on FS1 tomorrow?
I believe it is.
It was today.
Yeah, it's weird because it's a Monday. That's the other reason I thought.
I said Monday.
Yeah, I thought it was the final day today because, you know, tournaments are normally Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or, you know, normally ends on the weekend, but it'll end tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll see. But well, shout out to Lou.
We're all rooting
congrats.
For you, buddy.
Yeah, congrats
we'll be
to
watching.
Lou. Yeah. So, Brian, let's do this. Why don't we take a break? I cannot wait to get back and talk to Bailey. Bailey, we're going to talk about everything in your life from the moment you were born to now. So get ready. It's a lot. Okay. If you're watching, hang in there with us. We still got a lot of show left. We're going to be talking to Bailey. And then we got the walleye thing coming up. That's going to be good. If you're watching on Facebook, like and share the feed. Enter a chance to win that. Brian, let's take a break. Hang in there. When we come back, a little more Ike Live.
You know, right now where we're standing, we're in Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is right there. This is the concrete jungle. And, you know, a lot of those kids, as they grow up, they don't fish. It's interesting because they're surrounded by water. You know, the Delaware River, the Schuylkill, ponds, city park lakes. But they don't have the influence to cast, to fish, to have a rod and reel. And that really, that became our focus, you know, is to target kids in what we call non-traditional areas, you know, urban areas, city centers, where the population's high, and let these kids have the experience. You know, it's amazing. I mean, some of the experiences we've had, whether it's Central Park in New York City, here in Camden, other parts of the country, even just casting.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to see it, isn't it?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
And you know, you see these kids have this experience they've never had, and they light up, you know? The big thing, I think, for the Ike Foundation is we're not saying we want all these kids to become professional anglers.
No. It'd
be great if some of them did, but we want them to have that fishing experience because it ties them to so many other positive things. The outdoors, nature. Conservation, ecology, you know, all these amazing things in life that maybe they wouldn't have been exposed to any other way, we're trying to help with that. So it's important. It's important for us. Yeah. We're proud of it.
Four and a half inch drop shot worm, Bama bug. Finesse jig, PB&J, give me something hard. Hey, KVD here. I didn't always know this much about fishing. Four-aught EWG worm hook. In fact, there was a time when I couldn't tell the difference between a jerkbait and a stickbait. But then I signed up for Mystery Tackle Box, the original monthly tackle subscription. And now I know more about fishing than I do about Calculus.
And he knows a lot about Calculus.
Plus, I get amazing extras, like free fishing magazines. October 2016. Featured article, 4 places to throw a frog. Exclusive decals. Zombie bass. And how-to videos for all the great baits I receive. How to tune a crankbait. Is that underwater footage I smell?
I got goosebumps.
So if you're looking to develop enhanced fishing abilities like me, or you just like getting new tackle every month, Go to MysteryTackleBox.com and get your box today. Ooh, live minnows. Is it lunchtime already? Nature's candy.
At Founders Brewing, we asked ourselves, what if we brewed a beer perfect for any occasion? A beer that makes a weekday feel more like the weekend, and the weekend feel more like an adventure. What if we brewed a beer that brought us together and allowed us to be ourselves? A beer that is just as much of a companion as it is a reward at the end of the journey. What if we explored the unknown together and found a new way? What if we celebrated taste and flavor and life's simple pleasures? And what if we brewed a beer that could go where you go without slowing you down? What if? Founders All Day IPA. Low ABV and full flavor that goes where you go. Chase your what if.
All right, Brian. Torquedo today. We've got the Ike Live Tiny Boat out. I want to tell you, this is not just for electric-only reservoirs. It's for other things as well. Today is a great example. Where are we? What are we going to take this thing through today?
The Upper Susquehanna.
Upper Susquehanna River.
That's right.
Current, rock, nasty bottom, yep. And we're going to use Torquedo.
Everybody else running jet drives. We've got the rock guard on the Torquedo. We're going to some small spots.
Yeah.
Get in there. We're going to make it happen.
There you go.
Let's go.
Shallow water, speed, strength, power. Come on. Let's
go. Consistency.